with SMA News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. As we head into another weekend with the federal government still shut down, House Speaker Mike Johnson is very concerned that no end is in sight due to Democrats in the Senate. On the Salem Media News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican says this is a very dark day for federal workers.
Certainly for federal employees and civilian contractors and people like our troops and our Border Patrol officers and TSA agents and air traffic controllers and all the rest of the federal workforce, because the Democrats in the Senate have now voted for the 11th time to keep the government closed. And to add insult to injury, yesterday they voted to reject a standalone bill to fund our nation's defense and pay our troops. It is absolutely outrageous to us.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast when This Week on Capitol Hill airs Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern on the Salem News Channel. President Trump hosted Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House and seemed hesitant in selling Kyiv long-range Tomahawk missiles that the Ukrainians say they desperately need.
You know, we need Tomahawk, so we need a lot of other weapons that we're sending to Ukraine. And one of the reasons we want to get this war over is exactly that. It's not easy for us to give. You're talking about massive numbers of very powerful weapons.
The U.S. leader added he was optimistic the war would soon end, mitigating Ukraine's need for the powerful weapon. John Bolton has pleaded not guilty in the Justice Department case accusing him of sharing classified information. Bolton was ordered released from custody after making his appearance before a judge in the third Justice Department case brought in recent weeks against an adversary of President Trump. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 238 points. This is SRN News. Louisiana seeks to overturn a Biden-era abortion rule.
The state is suing to prevent abortion providers from outside its borders from selling abortifacient drugs to Louisiana women through the mail. President Biden ended the requirement that such pills be given to a woman by a doctor face-to-face. He was reacting to the expectation that the Supreme Court would repeal Roe v. Wade. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merrill says, quote, out-of-state abortion drug peddlers are violating the criminal laws of Louisiana and other states. Michael Harrington reporting.
Uruguay has passed a law decriminalizing euthanasia. This makes Uruguay the first country in Latin America to allow euthanasia via legislation. Colombia and Ecuador have decriminalized the practice through Supreme Court decisions. The law in Uruguay permits euthanasia performed by a health care professional, but not assisted suicide. This is SRN News. AI technology has caused increased cybersecurity threats to the U.S. We are more on this developing story from technology correspondent Ed Donahue reporting.
New research from Microsoft says the AI attacks are coming from Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. The amount created online has more than doubled since last year, and it's increased more than 10 times since 2 years ago. AI can translate poorly worded phishing emails into fluent English, as well as generate digital clones of senior government officials. The report says the U.S. is the top target for cyber attacks, and U.S. companies and organizations are getting by with outdated cyber defenses. Russia, China, and Iran have denied they use cyber operations for espionage, disruption, and disinformation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.